T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, we're here to help Alex and Sarah. Let's say hi to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
What's up, Nicole?
Hey, guys.
Hey, hey. All right, so tell us about Ryan and how we can help you out.
Okay, yeah. So I went on a date with Ryan, and I will say he's a little bit older than me. He's
What's a little bit?
9 years older than me.
Not a big deal.
Yes, I'm 26. And so he's like 35 or so.
I did the math in my head.
Impressive.
That's funny. I didn't.
Yeah, we met online and eventually decided to meet up and actually go out, which I was really excited about.
So tell us about your date.
He like took charge right away. He ordered us a bottle of wine at dinner, which for me, that was a nice treat because, you know, I'm used to going to happy hour specifically and getting a glass, right? Mm-hmm. So getting a bottle is just, I'll just say that's a nice treat. It was just so nice. After dinner, we did end up getting drinks. I picked the bar, actually. It's a bar that I really like. So we got drinks at this bar and, you know, it was kind of cool. I felt like he got to show me a little bit of his world by picking this really nice restaurant. And then I got to show him a little bit of my world.
I love
at
it.
The, you know, cool. Comfortable bar. Long story short, now he's not calling me back. And at the end of our date, he said that he would love to see me again. Mm. And now I've heard nothing from him. He never reached out to me. So then I eventually reached out to him and I've heard nothing. And I'm just really curious. I thought we had a great time.
Do you think it's the age difference? I mean, you sound very mature. So
seriously.
I can't imagine that there would be an issue with the age.
I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I can think. If maybe, I mean, he knew my age going into it and I knew his age going into it as
that's
well.
A good point.
So we were very upfront and that's not an issue for me. So if it's an issue for him, I'd rather him just come up front and tell me than ignore me, or at least like tell me one thing on the date, like how much he's enjoying it, and then ghost me. I'm so confused, you know.
How about we just call him right now and figure it out? We'll get to the bottom of it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, it's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osbourne. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, you're on the radio this morning on Mix 94.7. I want to put you on the spot here. I want to make sure that you're okay with chatting with us. But first, I want to tell you why we're calling. So also on the line is Nicole. She reached out to us for a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. She told us about the amazing date you guys had. And now she's just wondering what's happening. Why are you not returning any of her messages?
Oh, that's a lot. I just
that's a lot.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Lots of process, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Oh, that's not a good hey, Nicole. What did she do? Her impression of the date was good. So what could have happened that maybe turned you off?
Well, it was the FaceTime stuff, you know? It was just, I don't know. Did she tell you she was on her phone half the night?
She did not mention that.
Yeah,
what do you mean by just like texting and stuff?
Well, yeah, she was getting texts too, but it was more like she got, I don't know, 3 or 4 phone calls, but not just audio. She like was using FaceTime and she would answer it and she would, then next thing you know, like I'm, she would bring it over to me and she's, oh, hi, this is Ryan. And she's like introducing me to her, I don't even know, family, friends, I don't know. But I mean, it was kind of rude. It was like, I don't know. It happened at least 3 or 4 times.
Were you really answering phone calls while you're on a date?
Okay, I mean, I guess we see this in like a completely different way, and this is really a true, I don't know, miscommunication or something. I was actually trying to do the opposite and like not ignore you, right? I was trying to include you in these conversations and make you a part of it, and I thought it was really fun, and you know, I was excited for you to quote unquote meet some of my friends. They just happened to FaceTime me while we were on our date, and I honestly didn't think it was that big of a deal, but I can see how you maybe thought that that was disrespectful. And I mean, I promise you, if you can give me another shot, I'll put the phone away.
Oh wow.
She sold me.
I mean, that was very mature and grown up of her.
Yes.
Like, wow.
Drop the Miz, Ike.
Seriously.
Ryan, she was not trying to be disrespectful. She actually was trying to be inclusive. Look, I'm out on a date with this awesome dude, y'all. See? It's Ryan. Say hi to Ryan.
Yeah, well, and like I remember distinctly, like, I wasn't on the phone with them for all that long. It was literally they would call, I would pick up and be like, oh, hey, I can't really talk. I'm at this great place, you know, then take the phone and show it over to Ryan and be like, look who I'm with, and, you know, say hi. And then I'd say, okay, gotta go, I'll call you back later. That was it. It wasn't like I picked up the phone and then went into like a 10-minute conversation with them.
So, Nicole, what I'm hearing from you is you're excited to include Ryan in on a conversation that you were having with your friends. Ryan, you felt it was disrespectful that she answered the phone while she was on a date with you in the first place. So she thought she was being nice to include you in the conversation, but you felt it would have been nicer if she would have just ignored the call altogether, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have done. So that's kind of what I thought would be appropriate. But I can see what she's saying now, I guess.
I mean, I think in general, you should never touch your phone on a first date. The only time you touch your phone is when that person goes to the bathroom.
So, Nicole, do you hear what Ryan's saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess I'm really learning a lesson here right now. Mm-hmm. What I thought was totally innocent and fun was taken in a very different way. And I apologize for that. I really wasn't trying to be rude. So I would love to maybe have a second shot at it and prove to you that, you know, I can be totally present with you without the phone. And
I mean, that makes sense. It makes sense.
So yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, how do you say no to that?
That's right. Seriously.